The papers are full of reaction and analysis of the British government's protocol bill published yesterday and branded a new low by an Taoiseach Micheál Martin. On page 2 of the Irish Times, Dennis Staunton writes that the legislation is more far-reaching than anticipated and that it's so reckless in its scope that it should win the support of the Conservative Eurosceptics in the European Research Group. And although some Conservatives who are squeamish about trampling all over the rule of law will vote against it, there won't be enough of them to threaten the government's majority. In the Irish News, John Manley considers the protocol bill to be a Tory diversionary tactic. In the grand scheme of things, nothing has actually changed in the past 24 hours, he says, nor is likely to change in the weeks and months ahead. However, a Tory administration that a little over a week ago was facing a major crisis has succeeded in distracting everybody. And in the Irish Examiner, Aoife Moore writes that like the conflict in the North that for so long chewed up so many and spat them out, it's the people of the North who will suffer the most. Peace is a process that should be protected. And until some people in the North and in Westminster come to realise that you cannot eat a flag, more of us will go hungry, she says. Women's Aid records 33,000 disclosures of abuse is the headline above Kitty Holland's piece on page 1 of the Irish Times. This figure includes 5,000 disclosures of child abuse made to Women's Aid last year. The charity's 2021 report is published today, and while there were 9% fewer contacts from women compared to 2020, there were 10% more disclosures. Women reported assaults with hammers, golf clubs and hurls, headbutting and strangulation, and being attacked with children in their arms. 976 women disclosed sexual abuse and 411 reported rape. Elsewhere on page 1 of the Examiner, the story that the surge in petrol and diesel prices has led to a spike in motorists driving off without paying for their fuel, according to the Irish Petrol Retailers Association. And in the Irish Independent's lead story, Charlie Weston writes that rapidly rising fuel prices has seen the cost of filling up a family car with petrol increase by €11 in the past fortnight alone. The paper says it will now cost €750 more this year to fuel a petrol car than last year, according to the latest survey from AA Ireland. Today marks 130 years since the first edition of The Echo was published in Cork on Tuesday, June 14th, 1892. To mark the occasion, the paper has put together a special 24-page supplement full of poignant black and white photographs of, in particular, the Echo Boys newspaper sellers and of landmark front pages, including JFK's visit to the city in 1963. And you may think they're your best friend, but according to an anthropologist from Oxford University, dogs are more like your surrogate children. Speaking at the Cheltenham Science Festival, Dr. Anna Machen referred to a Harvard study which scanned mothers' brains while they were shown pictures of their dogs and pictures of their children. Their brains lit up in similar ways, suggesting a similar kind of emotion.